Hun tog ikke til det der kursus.
Nej. Ibrahim Al-Hassan lives in Vollsmose, a suburb classified by Danish authorities as a hard ghetto. The term refers to areas where crime, poverty and unemployment rates are high. People now risk being evicted and their houses demolished after a law that was introduced in 2018 to get rid of all so-called ghettos by 2030. Last April, the Boyparken was the first residential building to be knocked down. Ibrahim Al-Hassan is determined to fight the law. His childhood home is slated next for demolition.
It's very sad. This is the area I grew up in. This is like my entire childhood was here in the area. So seeing it in front of me just being torn apart, being demolished, it's very sad.
People in Vossmose have invited the main political parties for a town hall debate, but it might be too late.
The Danish government says these so-called ghettos stand for everything that went wrong with past immigration policies and failed integration. But for the people who live in areas like the Boyparken that once stood here, the new law is just an excuse to impose more discriminatory measures against Muslim immigrants.
Far-right and centrist candidates are all calling for stricter anti-immigration laws ahead of the general election on November the 1st.
We really can't save the whole world by saying, yes, we open the doors, it's free to come. We have to have kind of a barrier, because otherwise we can't keep up with the health system, which also needs to be scaled up if you have more people in the country.
12 neighbourhoods fall into the ghetto category. Anxious families have to cope with relocating and finding new schools for their children.
The atmosphere is becoming so much tense that you want some kind of guarantee. Even the Social Democrats haven't been living up to what they have been promising. So people are unsure about where to vote.
Danish authorities warn low-income immigrant neighbourhoods have become parallel societies, threatening Denmark's way of life. To protect their generous welfare state, they say they want to shut the door to immigrants and refugees. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, Odense, southwest of Copenhagen.